Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to first responder Jason Ford and Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson at Wednesday's Marion County Public Safety Night Out.
The third annual Public Safety Night Out. First off, I guess let's just go through, what award did you win here tonight?
So I believe I was presented the Marion County 2019 Emergency Medical Services Person of the Year Award.
And you know, you're in how many different departments, and which ones are you in?
So I'm a full-time paramedic with Pella Community Ambulance. I'm a part-time firefighter paramedic with the City of Knoxville. And I'm a firefighter paramedic volunteer with Melcher Dallas Fire Department.
You know, so basically, out of everybody here, you've been a part of a lot of things. Been a guy that people have called on, people have gone to. You've always answered the call. You've always been there. How gratifying, in a way, I guess, is it to, you know, win this, be honored in front of your peers, by your peers?
I don't even know what to say. It's just amazing to get this recognition. But I'd also like to say, really, I wish everyone in the county could receive an award like this, because there are people that do far more than I do. We have some incredibly giving people that step up when the call goes out, and I'm just one of many.
What first got you into this?
I've been doing this since I was very young in Australia, and in all honesty, I just lucked into it. I lived in a rural community back home, and the volunteer fire department was one of the things to do, and I really just fell in love with emergency services.
How gratifying it is to have the people of Knoxville, the people of Pella, the people of Marion County come out here and, you know, give you a round of applause for all the work you do that really goes unnoticed almost 90% of the year.
It's absolutely incredible, and it's great. It's not just me being recognized, but it's all the emergency medical services in the county and all the emergency services in the county and public works. So it's great to see this support from the community, and it's also a great opportunity to remember those no longer with us, those that died in the line of duty on 9/11.
You know, when it comes to this, and you have all the different groups here, and you guys get that camaraderie with the community, how awesome is that?
Oh, it's just a great feeling, and it's good, because usually we see people on the worst day of their lives, so it's really great to get out and see the community on a good day.
Now, I know you're Australian, but I know 9/11 still matters to you and is still a big thing with all the first responders that perished in that, and all the people with that. You know, how awesome is it to be able to celebrate this event here on 9/11 and kind of remember that at the same time?
It's great. It's good to see that the memory of those that died will never fade with events like this, and with this much support from the public. It's really humbling and good to see. And on an interesting note, even though I was born in Australia and I was in Australia when 9/11 occurred, it was an absolutely global tragedy. I was in my first year of high school, and I can still remember watching it live and just being devastated watching it on the TV. And that was clear on the other side of the world.
You know, for all I noticed, there's a lot of little kids out here tonight, and now they have somebody to look up to. And one of you, if you really think about it, you are on the front stage. You're getting, you know, awarded for the things you do, and the crowd's letting them know that you're the person to look up to. What's it mean to have these little kids? I know you got kids yourself. What's it mean to be able to have those kids look up to you and look up to the rest of the first responders and know, hey, those are heroes?
It's a great feeling, and it makes me want to be a paramedic. It means I've got to go out there and earn that every day.
Is there anything that you'd like to say to the people in Marion County in general?
Thank you very much for your support. We live in an incredible community, and the amount of times I've seen all of these communities within the county pull together to get through tough times has just been unreal. So thank you all very much.
Speaking with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson here on the third annual Public Safety Night Out. Jeff, another year, another great turnout.
Absolutely wonderful. Couldn't be happier.
You know, when it comes to it, and we got the awards for the first time, I was talking to Jason over here, you know, what's it mean to be able to honor the people that really go 99% of the time doing these jobs that are nobody really wants to do in the line of fire, and to be able to honor those people here tonight?
Year three, and I think we've accomplished all three of our goals that we had when we started this. We wanted to pay respects to everybody lost on September 11th. We wanted to honor our local folks and we wanted to create a face-to-face between the residents and the public safety folks so they could have conversation. And I think standing here right now, we've done all three of those. I'm very happy.
What's it, I guess I'm going to ask you straight up, what's it like to be the guy that is with behind you? You get to work with all these heroes on a daily basis, and what's it like to be able to, you know, honor those? And then, like you mentioned, 9/11, to honor those guys on a time that is a tragedy but now turning into a triumph.
It's something that we need to do, and I feel guilty at times that we haven't done, that I haven't done a better job of bringing events like this, because you just, unfortunately, in the world we live in, you just don't ever know when one or more of these great folks might not be here next year to honor them. So we need to do it. Kelly, with Kelly's help, we've done it this year. I'm ecstatic.
Thanks to Jason Ford and Jeff Anderson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.